我们读新约圣经以弗所书第四章。
Let's read chapter 4 in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
我们从第十七节开始念。
Let's read from verse 17.
新约圣经以弗所书第四章十七节。
Verse 17 in chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
This I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
And they, having cast off all feelings, and given themselves over to sensuality, for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But you did not learn Christ in this way.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
That in reference to your former manner of life,You lay aside the old man, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And put on the new man, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And do not give the devil an opportunity.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Let him who steals steal no longer, but rather let him labor, performing with his own hands what is good, in order that he may have something to share with him who has need.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话。叫听见的人得益处。
Let no rotten word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let our bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted.Forgiving each other just as God in Christ has also forgiven you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，早晨我们心里何等的欢喜。
Lord, this morning our hearts are filled with joy.
因为我们凭着简单的信就可以来到你的面前。
Because in the simplicity of faith we can come before you.
你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
You are our Lord. There is no good beside thee.
感谢你，一切的泉源都在你里面。
We thank you that all sources of goodness is from you.
所以早晨我们再来到你这救恩的泉源，一同的焕然的取水。
And therefore we draw water from this source of salvation.
让你成为我们的喜乐。
so that you become our joy.
成为我们的得胜。
And you become our victory.
成为我们随时的帮助。
And you can give us help in times of need.
成为我们一切的一切。
So that you are our all in all.
主，早晨我们就都愿意这样来到你的面前。
So this morning, with the same desire, we come before you.
你用你自己丰盛的生命来充满我们。
Please use your abundant life to fill us.
你打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Please open the eyes of our heart in the spirit.
让我们的心单单的来归向你。
So that our hearts only belong to you.
早晨我们一同来仰望你的怜悯。
This morning we look to you for your mercy.
主啊，真是愿你早晨借着圣灵向我们每一个人说话。
Through the Holy Spirit, may you speak to each one of us.
我们都需要你。
We all need you.
我们都愿意来救你。
We all desire to come to you.
主啊，你听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 以弗所书特别讲到，神的教会。
The book of Ephesians particularly speak of God's church.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is Him who fills all in all.
教会是神的家。
The church is also the home of God.
是神要在这里得着一个安息的所在。
The church is also the place where the God would have His resting place.
他要在这里彰显他的荣耀。
The church is where God would reveal His glory.
他这里要来让他的旨意能够行在我们的中间，如同行在天上一样。
The church is also a place where the will of God can be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
教会也是基督的奥秘。
The church is also the mystery of Christ.
要将那基督测不透的丰富显明出来。
And the church is where the unfathomable riches of Christ, where it is revealed.
要让那些执政的、掌权的、现今就借着教会得知神百般的智慧。
So that those who are rulers and authorities in the heavenly places will understand the manifold wisdom of God.
那到了第四章，这里也特别给我们看见教会乃是一个新人。
In chapter 4, he particularly mentioned that the church is the new man.
弟兄姊妹，这个和这个从前的那个亚当那个旧人是完全不一样的。
This new man is totally different from the old Adamic man.
这里面告诉我们，这个新人是中文翻译成照着神的形象造的。
This new man is created in the likeness of God.
但是我们知道，在我们看的时候，他那个形象啊，那个是有点点点的。
However, the word likeness of God, the word likeness is in italics.
这个跟那个神造亚当的时候不一样的。
So this is different from when God created Adam.
造亚当的时候是照着他的形象和他的样式造的。
Adam was created in the image and likeness of God.
但是新人乃是照着神造的。
But the new man was created by God.
是充满了神的生命的。
And it is filled with the life of God.
是满有神的性情的。
And the new man has the divine nature of God.
亚当有神的形象和样式。
Adam had the likeness and image of God.
但是这个旧造却没有神的生命。
However, the old creation lacked the life of God.
新造是充满了神的生命的。
The new creation is full of the life of God.
满了神一切的良善。
And it is full of all the goodness of God.
看这里面有公义和圣洁。
Here it mentions righteousness and holiness.
而且他特别说这公义和圣洁是在真理的里面。
And Paul particularly mentioned that the righteousness and holiness are found in the truth.
不仅外面是公义和圣洁的表现。
Not only was righteousness and holiness revealed on the
outward. 更是借着这个表现让人看见真理。
Through this manifestation, people can see the truth.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
神就是真理。
God is truth.
看见说新人乃是把神表现出来。
So the new man is to reveal God.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is the church.
教会乃是新人。
The church is the new man.
弟兄姊妹，那是照着神自己在那里创造，这是一个新的创造。
This is a new creation by God and in God.
和旧的创造是完全不一样的。
This is utterly different from the old creation.
因为新造乃是要把神彰显出来。
Because a new creation is to manifest God.
不仅有公义圣洁的行为。
Not only would it reveal righteous and holy deeds.
更是神一切的良善，他的生命的性情能够表现出来。
But all the goodness and the divine nature of God will be revealed in this new creation.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都在这个新人的里面。
Brothers, we're all in this new man.
所以我们也都有这个新人的生命和新人的性情。
Therefore, we also have the nature and the life of this new man.
所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
All things have passed, and it has all become new.
弟兄姊妹，既然我们是在基督里，我们是新造的人。
Brothers and sisters, because we are a new creation in Christ,
所以我们行事为人就应当与我们所蒙的恩相称。
Therefore, we ought to walk in a manner worthy of the calling
which we have been called. 我们应该和我们所蒙的召相称。
We should be worthy of this calling with which we have been called.
我们蒙召乃是过一个新人的生活。
We are called to live a life of a new man.
弟兄姊妹，这个新人的生活和旧人的生活是完全不一样的。
The life of the new man is totally different from the life of the old man.
虽然有的时候我们想到旧人的时候，想到那个失败、犯罪、羞耻和软弱。
Sometimes when we talk about the old man, we think about failures, weakness, and shame.
但是有的时候这个旧人他也会有公义的行为的表现。
However, sometimes this old man can also manifest some righteous deeds.
但是新人的这个公义圣洁的表现和旧人的这些的好的表现是不一样的。
However, the revelation of the righteousness and holiness by the new man is totally different from the revelation of the righteousness and holiness of the new old man.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们这个在一起追求的时候，你发现那个生活那个表现实在是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, as we pursue after the Lord, we know that the manifestations in our life are totally different.
我们知道，就是我们不信主的时候，我们也知道需要孝敬父母的。
We know that even when we did not believe in the Lord, we still need to honor our parents.
今天世上有许多的人都非常的孝敬父母。
There are many people in this world who truly honor their parents.
但你发现这种的孝敬父母和这个新人的孝敬父母是不一样的。
But you know that the honoring of the parents by the old man is totally different from the honoring of the parents by the new man.
新人的孝敬父母的里面，你能看见神。
In the honoring of the parents by the new man, you can see God.
你能看见一个光。
You can see the light.
你发现那个光能够照在人的面前。
You see that this light will be shined before men.
能看见那个好行为的时候，是将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
When people see the good works by you, they will give glory to the Father in heaven.
而救人的那个好行为，是叫人看见他自己的好行为。
But the good deeds of the old man will only reveal his good deeds.
是要把荣耀归给自己的。
And the good deeds of the old man will only give glory to himself.
你知道这个我们接触到一些的这个朋友，他们告诉我们说，这个孝敬父母是非常绝对的。
We have been in contact with friends who say that honoring your parents is an absolute thing.
因为母亲是不能换的。
Because you cannot change out your mother.
太太是可以换的。
You can change out your wife.
所以呢，如果跟太太有了不和，太太是可以换的。
So if you are have a discourse with your wife, you can change out your wife.
在我母亲和太太的面前，我要拣选母亲。
So before my mother and my wife, I would choose my mother instead.
所以在世人的眼中，这是一个很好的行为。
So in the eyes of the world, this is a good deed.
这是一个孝敬父母的行为。
This is a deed of honoring your parents.
但你看见这个孝敬是充满了罪的。
But however, you see that this honoring is full of sin.
你在这样一个好行为里看不到神。
In this good deed, you do not see God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不要受旧人的迷惑。
Today we should not be confused by the old man.
我们说妻子要顺服丈夫。
We say that wives submit to your husbands.
弟兄姊妹，旧人也会顺服丈夫的。
Brothers and sisters, even the old man can submit to the husband.
虽然旧人常常是悖逆的。
Even though the old man is constantly in rebellion.
常常是把丈夫摆在脚下的。
And the old men would always cast down the husbands by their feet.
但是旧人也会顺服丈夫的。
However, even the old man is capable of submitting to
the husband. 但是你看见那一个顺服里面没有神。
However, in that submitting, there is no God.
那样没有光。
Because there's no light.
我们都知道圣经里面记载到有一对的夫妻。
We know that the Bible recorded about this couple.
亚拿尼亚和撒非拉。
We talked about Ananias and Sapphira.
你发现这个做妻子的非常的顺服。
You see that this wife was really submissive to her husband.
她的丈夫在那里欺哄圣灵。
Her husband was deceiving the Holy Spirit.
她因着顺服的缘故也照样欺哄圣灵。
Because she submitted to her husband, so she also deceived the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是旧人的好行为。
Brothers and sisters, these are the deeds of the old man.
我们在旧约里面，我们看见有一个叫拿巴的一个人。
We see that in the Old Testament, there's a person called Nabal.
对，我们看见他的妻子就不一样。
And his wife is different.
当这个拿巴悖逆的时候。
When Nabal was in rebellion,
当这个拿巴顽梗的时候
，When Nabal was headstrong,
这个妻子也是顺服的。
The wife was still submissive.
但她要告诉他，她是怎样得罪了大卫。
However, she wanted to tell him how he offended David.
她要指出来他是怎样的得罪了神。
And she wanted to point out how he had offended God.
弟兄姊妹，新人的这一个行为，这个好行为和旧人的好行为是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, the deeds of the new man are totally different from the deeds of the old man.
弟兄姊妹，这旧人的好的行为，有的时候会让我们产生一些迷惑。
Good deeds of the old man could sometimes cause confusion.
我们想说，只要我们行为上过得去就可以了。
We think that if we can pass by our good deeds,
这里说我们要脱去旧人。
It says here we have to lay aside the old man.
我们要穿上新人。
And we have to put on the new man.
有的时候我们想这多么难的一件事。
Sometimes we think this is so hard.
有的时候我们都不懂这里讲的是什么。
We cannot comprehend what this is.
那我今天得救了。
Today I'm saved.
那我行为上我也可以维持一个很好的一个状态。
On the outside, I could also maintain some kind of a good appearance.
我也是照样来聚会的。
I also go to church.
我也有一些看见起来很好的行为。
I can also have some apparently good deeds.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候那个不是新人的好行为。
However, brothers and sisters, a lot of times those are not the good deeds of the new man.
很多时候那是旧人的好行为。
A lot of times those are only the good deeds of the old man.
旧人是给我们一个迷惑。
The old man would only cause confusion.
我们觉得旧人还行哎。
We think that, you know, this old man is not so bad.
当然有他失败、软弱、犯罪的一面。
Of course, the old man has a side of failure.
那些我们都盼望脱离的。
And we all hope to cast out those things.
但是我们会有比较好的行为，我们还要不要脱离呢？
However, what about these better deeds? Should we cast out?
脱离这些黑暗、羞耻、犯罪这些的失败，我们绝对愿意的。
We truly desire to cast down all these deceit and failures and weakness and sin.
但是脱离这些所谓好的行为，我们愿意不愿意？
However, are we willing to lay aside the good deeds?
这里是要脱下旧人。
Here it talks about lay aside the old man.
穿上新人。
And it talks about put on the new man.
这旧人因着私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏。
And this old man is being gradually corrupted in accordance with the lust
of deceit. 你知道有的时候旧人的那个行为甚至把属灵人都给骗了。
You know, sometimes the deeds of the old man could even deceive a spiritual person.
我们知道这个曾经有这个有一个叫洗巴的一个人。
We know that there's someone called Ziba in the Bible.
他是这个米非波设的仆人。
He was the servant of Mephibosheth.
等到这个大卫逃离这个亚撒龙的这个逼迫的时候
，When David was fleeing the persecution of
Absalom, 你看这个洗巴就来迎接大卫。
Ziba welcomed David.
啊，那个时候大卫就被他骗了。
At that time, David was deceived by him.
大卫是一个属灵的人呐。
David was a spiritual man.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David was a man after God's own heart.
洗巴在他面前有一个好的行为。
Ziba revealed good deeds.
但这好的行为是个迷惑。
But this good deeds are just a confusion.
这里告诉我们说，这个旧人是一直在变坏的。
It says here that the old man is being continually corrupted.
旧人的行为可以迷惑一时。
The deeds of the old man can confuse us for one
moment. 但他不能持续太久的。
But the deeds cannot continue on for too long.
他后面，那前面你可以一开始就告诉我们这个旧人的特点。
Earlier it talks about the characteristics of this old man.
你发现这个旧人因着他自己就可以有好行为的缘故。
Because this old man can exhibit good deeds by himself alone.
他就觉得说整天想自己就可以了，整天就落在思想里就可以了。
So this old man says that if I can just live in myself, that would be fine.
他不需要活在神里面。
The old man does not need to live in God.
他活在自己的思想里面。
He just lives in his own mind.
这里说他的思想是一个虚妄的思想。
It talks about the futility of this mind in verse 17.
虚妄的思想并不是很笨的思想。
The futility of one's mind is not a stupid thinking.
弟兄们，不要觉得这个旧人都是很笨的，不会的。
Do not think that all old men are stupid.
这个旧人他有时很聪明的。
Some of the old men are indeed very smart.
你知道这个，我们知道说神这个要让我们享受他的这个喜乐。
You know that God wants to enjoy His joy.
当人落在自己思想里的时候，发现没有喜乐怎么办
？But what if man are falling into his own thinking and he cannot enjoy this joy? What happens?
旧人很聪明的。
So this old man is very smart.
他就用娱乐来代替。
So the old man would substitute entertainment.
弟兄姊妹，你发现今天这个世界上是没有喜乐的一个世界。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that this world has no joy.
但是这个世界充满了娱乐。
However, this world is full of entertainment.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们今天信主以后还要用娱乐来代替喜乐吗
？Brothers and sisters, now that we have been saved by grace, are we still using entertainment?
基督难道不是我们喜乐的泉源吗
？Isn't joy the spring of our salvation?
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个旧人是非常聪明的。
Brothers and sisters, you know that this old man is very crafty.
缺少神的同在怎么办
？So what if you don't have the presence of the Lord?
你可以用许多的节目代替。
You can substitute with programs.
你缺少圣灵和大能的明证怎么办
？What if you lack the demonstration of the great power of God?
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
那你就可以用智慧委婉的言语来代替。
You can use wise and persuasive words to substitute.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现这个旧人是何等的有迷惑呢
？You see how this old man can cause such confusion.
这里面就说到虚妄的行为。
It talks about futility of their mind.
虽然他这么聪明，这样的来代替，来代替去。
Even though the old man is so crafty and there are all these substitutions.
有一个事实他没有办法改变。
However, there's one fact that the old man cannot change.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
Because this Bible tells us that if you substitute God with other gods, your sorrows will multiply.
弟兄姊妹，无论我们怎么代替。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what substitutions you use,
这个旧人里面是虚空的。
This old man inside him is fertile.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，任何一个事物，当你把神给挪开了
，You think about it. If you remove God from anything,
立刻就变成虚空。
Immediately, it is a futility.
宇宙万有是神所创造的。
God created the universe.
当你看见神的时候，你说诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
When you see the universe, you say that the expanse declare the glory of his works, and the heavens also declare his glory.
但是如果你把神从宇宙万有中挪去了
，However, if you remove God from the universe,
你看我们中国人就讲得很对啊。
There's this Chinese saying.
这个宇宙就是太空啊。
Then the universe becomes vanity.
Empty 就是 这个 space， 这英文就是 space， 就是空间啊。
So the universe becomes an empty space.
而且不光空，而且是太空啊。
And it's utter emptiness.
弟兄姊妹，就是我们神的儿女来聚会的时候
，Even as children of God gathers and meets.
我们如果没有摸着神的同在
，If we have not touched the presence of God，
弟兄姊妹，聚会都成为重担。
All the meetings became heavy burdens.
我们觉得来聚会早一点都是重担。
We feel that to come a little earlier is a heavy burden.
我们觉得在聚会里多待一会儿是重担。
We feel that to stay a little bit later is a burden.
但当我们摸着神的同在
，However, when we touch upon the presence of God,
我们早就想和弟兄姊妹在一起。
And we desire to be with brothers and sisters.
好像在主里的交通，好像没有断绝一样。
And there's no barrier in the fellowship with God, with
brothers and sisters.
And when we fellowship, we lose track of time.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天把神从我们的生命中给挪去了，
However, if you remove God from our lives,
一切都是虚空的。
All is futility.
这是旧人。
This is the old man.
旧人你发现慢慢就显出他的那个本质来了。
And gradually, the old man will reveal its nature.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
因着他觉着自己是这样的有本事的缘故。
Because the old man thinks that he is so capable.
没有神也可以用所有的东西来代替神的。
Even without God, he has all these substitutions for God.
所以你就发现他后面这个在第十八节。
So you notice that in verse 18 it says,
他有个无知。
They have this lack of understanding, ignorance.
Ignorance, 就是他不愿意知道。
This ignorance shows that the old man does not want to know God.
他不想知道神。
He does not want to know God.
因为他根本也不需要神。
Because the old man doesn't need God.
所以他觉得也不需要依靠神。
And so the old man does not think that he needs to rely on God.
你知道旧人有一个突出的特点。
You know that there's a distinct characteristic of the old man.
慢慢就显出来了。
And it is gradually revealed.
就是他不喜欢祷告。
The old man does not like to pray.
弟兄姊妹，新人觉着时时刻刻都需要活在祷告的里面。
The new man would feel that he constantly needs to live in
the prayer life. 新人过的生活是不住的祷告。
The new man would pray unceasingly.
因为祷告乃是我们对神完全的依靠。
Because by praying, we constantly rely totally on God.
人用什么样的办法能够让死人活过来呢？
What kind of means can a man use to make a dead man be alive?
人今天可以用方法使人感动。
These days, you can use methods to move somebody.
你可以用方法使人举手。
You can use some methods to cause people to raise
their hand. 你甚至可以用方法使人受浸。
You can even use methods to cause people to be baptized.
但是你就没有办法叫一个死掉的人活过来。
However, there's no way by which you can raise a dead person.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个旧人他特别的喜欢的就是只做事情而不祷告。
So you notice that this old man particularly likes to do things, but doesn't
like to pray. 因为觉得自己做事情那是有果效的。
Because the old man feels that it is efficacious for him to do things.
旧人觉得祷告是浪费时间的。
The old man feels that praying is a waste of time.
哦，弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗这里说，我在主里面向你们做这样的见证。
So, brother, the apostle Paul says that I make this testimony before you.
但是我确实的说。
And he said that are firm together.
这个旧人到时候他的本相就显出来的。
And so the nature of the old man will be revealed.
你发现当人这样的来这个依靠自己的时候，
You see that when man relies on himself in this manner,
他就告诉我们心里就刚硬。
Therefore, there will be hardness of their heart in verse 18.
心里就硬了。
Therefore, their hearts become hard.
就开始失去感觉了。
So you start to lose the senses.
因为这个缘故，他说心地昏昧。
Therefore, they are darkened in their understanding.
这个英文非常好，就是说他的这一个悟性啊，就黑暗了。
Therefore, the understanding is darkened.
你就发现读圣经哈，怎么读不懂。
No matter how you read the Bible, you cannot comprehend it.
好像听主的话就觉着很费力气。
And you have to use the utmost effort to listen to the word
of
the Lord.
这个举的例子能够记住。
You can remember the examples.
但是今天这个主的话到底讲什么，忘记了。
However, you totally forget what the word of the Lord are.
今天主的负担是什么，不晓得。
You don't know what the burden of the Lord is today.
这个属灵的悟性好像被摆在了黑暗的里面。
It is as if your spiritual understanding is put in darkness.
而且与神所赐的生命隔绝。
And also, it is excluded from the life of God in verse 17.
我们知道我们得救以后，我们不可能说我们会与神隔绝，不会的。
We know that after we have been saved, we cannot be excluded from the life of God.
就在得救的地位上，我们是稳固的。
On the place of salvation, it is secure.
但是在经历里面，我们有的时候摸不着主的同在。
However, experientially, sometimes we cannot touch the presence of God.
或者我们里面不愿意亲近神。
and inside us, we do not desire to draw near to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你发现今天许多神的儿女愿意忙碌许多外面的事物。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that a lot of children of God wants to busy and toil about outward things.
虽然这些也是有需要的。
Even though those outward things are necessary.
但是你发现人心里面今天不愿意来亲近神。
However, you see that people in their hearts do not want to draw near to God.
不愿意花时间在主的面前。
They do not want to spend time before the Lord.
我自己从前学习这个信息的服事。
As I was learning to minister in word,
有的弟兄就问我。
Some brothers asked me.
他不问我说你到底这段圣经看了多少遍。
The brother would not ask me how many times you've read over this passage.
他也不问我说你到底查考了多少参考书。
And he did not ask me how many concordance and reference books I have looked up.
他只问我一件事。
He only asked me one thing.
你为这一次的信息你到底有多少时间是祷告。
How much time did you spend praying for this ministry time?
有多少的时间是你安静在主的面前。
How much time did you spend resting before the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个旧人他的那个本性，他的本相，渐渐就露出来了。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that the nature and the true self of this old man would come out.
而且，到了最后，到了第十，这个十八节，啊，不，对不起，十九节。
And at the end, in verse 19,
良心竟然可以丧尽。
And they can cast off all feelings in the Darby translation.
弟兄姊妹，不要信靠旧人。
Brothers, do not rely on the old man.
这个旧人，他可以到一个地步，把所有的感觉都把他抛弃了。
This old man is capable of cast off all feelings.
他可以贪心种种的污秽。
It can be filled with all kinds of impurity with greediness.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现这个旧人有这样一个突出的特点？
Did you notice this distinct characteristic of the old man?
这个旧人啊，一面可以有公义和圣洁的行为。
This old man can have righteous and holy deeds.
同时他里面可以充满了害死人的骨头。
And also, at the same time, this old man is filled with dead man's bones.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主在地上的时候特别指出来的。
This is something that our Lord Jesus Christ pointed out when he was on this earth.
我们读旧约的时候，我们看见那个安嫩的那个弟弟，那个亚沙龙。
We see that Amnon's brother Absalom.
他真的，你就看见说，你看见他的行为是很好的行为。
You see that he had exhibited good deeds.
他自己剪羊毛，他不是只顾到自己的享受。
He did not just shear the sheep for his own enjoyment.
他说我请众弟兄来一起赴哀宴的。
He Absalom wanted to invite all the brothers to a love feast.
你看他里面好像，你看他显出的行为是公义圣洁的。
So it is as if he's revealing deeds of righteousness.
他是在那里预备哀宴的一个。
He was trying to prepare for the love feast.
他是有摆上的一个。
He has yielded himself.
他付上了代价。
He has paid the price.
但是我们知道他里面充满的是害死人的骨头。
However, inside Absalom, it is filled with dead man's bones.
你看就在哀宴的时候，他就把哥哥给杀死了。
During the love feast, he killed his older brother.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见这个旧人是有迷惑的。
We see that this old man could cause huge confusion.
不要觉得可以继续活在旧人的里面。
Do not think that you can continue to live in your old man.
这段圣经非常的宝贵。
This passage is particularly precious.
他一面告诉我们说，神的心意是让我们过新人的生活。
On one hand, it tells us that God desires for us to lead the life of the new man.
他另外一面特别告诉我们说，我们必须过一个弃旧更新的生活。
On the other hand, it tells us that we have to lay aside the old and put on the new.
我们不能够再活在旧人的里面。
We cannot continue to live in the old man.
我们必须过一个新人的生活。
We have to lead the life of the new man.
只有新人的生活是与所蒙的召相称的生活。
Only the life of the new man is worthy of the calling with which
he has been called. 只有新人的生活乃是教会的生活。
Only the life of the new man is the life of the church.
弟兄姊妹，这一段圣经实在太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this passage is so precious.
仇敌借着旧人有的时候来迷惑我们。
The enemy would use the old man to confuse us.
我们有的时候觉得说过新人的生活是一个 option, 是一个可以选择。
Sometimes we feel that it is optional whether we lead a new life or not.
主的话告诉我们说这不是个 option, 这不是一个选择，这是一个 must, 这是必须的。
However, the word of the Lord says that this is not an option. This is something we must do.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们有许多的属灵的知识。
We have a lot of spiritual knowledge.
我们可以解释说基督徒为什么软弱。
We can explain why Christians are weak.
我们可以解释说我们为什么跌倒。
We can explain why we fall.
所以我们说我们虽然是得救了。
So that we say, even though we're saved,
但是人有软弱的。
But we can still have weaknesses.
所以我们告诉这个福音朋友说，你不要光看我的软弱嘛。
So we tell gospel friends, don't just look at my weaknesses.
你知道在我里面有两个生命的。
You know there are two lives within me.
哎呀，就是有的时候经不起诱惑，这个旧人就活出来了嘛。
But sometimes I cannot overcome the temptation, therefore the old man is manifested.
弟兄姊妹，我们解释了我们的行为不错，这是你讲的是对的。
You perfectly explained the deeds on the outside.
但是这个解释不能够说我就一直解释，所以我就一直趴在那不动了。
However, you cannot just lay your explanation and not move forward.
你发现以赛亚就曾经这样发出呼召。
You see that Isaiah has made this calling before.
哪有人跌倒不爬起来的呢
？Who has fallen and not come back up?
你跌倒，你有解释，很好。
You have fallen and you have your own explanation.
你的良心里面不至于一直受魔鬼的控告。
And your conscience will not be condemned by the devil.
但难道我这样跌倒趴在地上的生活，难道就是我应该过的生活吗
？However, do you continue to lead this life where you're always constantly laying down?
难道我就可以继续过旧人的生活吗
？Are you allowed to just lead the life of the old man?
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现以弗所书这里面给我们看见，我们必须过一个新人的生活。
Ephesians tells us that we have to lead the life of an old new man.
不要被旧人的外面的那些好像可以过得去的行为被他迷惑了。
Do not be confused by the apparent good deeds on the outward by the old man.
这个旧人是虚妄的。
Because this old man is falsehood.
这个旧人他是与神的生命隔绝的。
Because this old man is excluded from the life of God.
这个旧人到了一个地步，他会良心丧尽的。
To a certain extent, the old man can cast up all feelings.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这一段圣经，它实在是这样来给我们看见，我们必须过一个弃旧、更新的生活。
This passage truly shows us that we have to lay aside the old and put on the new.
那么我们怎么样能够脱去旧人，穿上新人呢？
So how do we lay aside the old man and put on the new man?
我们从主的话语里，我们真的有这样的盼望，说我再也不要过一个旧人的生活。
From the words of God, we have this hope that we do not want to lead the life of the old man again.
那我怎样能够脱去这个旧人呢
？Then how do I lay aside the old man?
我们知道这个脱去旧人，穿上新人，完全是根据主耶稣在十字架上所成功的。
We know that laying aside the old man and putting on the new man is totally dependent on what God has accomplished on the cross.
所以就在真理的一面，当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，我们就脱去了旧人。
So from the aspect of the truth, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, we have laid aside the old man.
因为我们是被放在了基督的里面。
Because we have been put in Christ.
我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified with Christ.
但是在我们的经历的一面
，However, in our experience,
我们是从受浸那个时候开始的。
We start from the point of baptism.
受浸就是我们归入基督的死。
When we are baptized, we are baptized into his death.
我们就和他的死联合。
Therefore, we're united with him in the likeness
of his death. 我们就在那里承认主在十字架上所成功的那个事实。
We confess the truth that Christ has accomplished on the cross.
在我们这一生的道路的当中。
So for the rest of our lives,
我们都活在受浸的那个原则的底下。
We all live under the principle of baptism.
就一直把我们这个旧人摆在死地。
So we need to continually put the old man in the position of
death. 因为我们在信心里看见说他已经死了。
Because by faith we already know the old man
is dead. 我今天可以不理他了。
Today I don't have to worry.
无论他有多少的好主意。
No matter what good ideas.
无论他有多么好的行为。
No matter what good deeds is old man.
无论他有多么坏的表现。
No matter what bad.
我今天不理他了。
Today I don't care.
因为他在基督里已经死了。
Because the old man is dead.
我在信心里面我不看他，看都不看他。
So by faith I dare not even cast a glance at him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在经历里面怎样来脱去这个旧人。
This is how we experientially lay aside the old man.
就是我们看见这个旧人真的是死了。
We truly see that the old man is dead.
我们就一直站在这信心的里面。
So we continuously stand in the position of faith.
因为在基督里他真的是死了。
Because in Christ the old man is truly dead.
所以我今天可以不看他。
So today I don't have to cast a glance at him.
我今天可以不听他的建议。
So today I don't have to listen to the old
man's suggestions. 他再好的主意我也把它摆在一边。
Regardless of how good the ideas are, I
put them aside.
I don't ignore him.
死人我就不理你了。
Because you're dead, I don't pay any attention to you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个这个开启。
Brothers and sisters, this is a revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿我们常常在主的面前祷告的时候，圣灵就把这个事实开启在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we pray, we hope that the Holy Spirit would reveal this truth in us.
所以这里面就根本看见说，这个旧人是已经脱去的。
So we see that this old man has already been laid aside.
在这个原文的里面是已经脱去的。
In the original language, it says that you've already laid aside the old
man. 所以我们今天在经历的里面，我们在信心的当中来让这个事实成就在我们的这个实际的生活里就可以了。
So experientially, we just need to make this a reality in our life.
脱去旧人。
Lay aside the old man.
还要穿上新人。
Put on the new man.
怎么穿上新人？
How do you put on the new man?
他比如说这新人也是已经穿上的。
Also, the text says that you've already been.
当我们信主的时候，我们就披戴基督了。
When you believe in Christ, you have already put on the Lord Jesus.
所以在真理里面，当我们信主的时候，我们就披戴基督了。
So from the matter of the truth, the point when you believe, you have.
我们就穿上了新人。
The Lord Jesus, you have put on the new man.
那在经历的里面呢
？What about in our experience?
也是从受浸开始的。
We also start from a point of baptism.
因为我们若是与他的死的形状，在他死的形状与他联合。
If we are united with him in the likeness of his death.
我们就必在复活的形状上与他联合。
Certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we have the newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So just like Christ rose from the dead to the glory of the Father.
所以我们看见说，在经历的里面，我们从受浸的开始的时候，我们就可以来开始来经历穿上这个新人。
So experientially, from the point of that baptism, we can experience this putting on the new man.
我们知道在经历里面穿上这个新人不容易。
We know that in our experiences, it is not easy to put on the new man.
所以这里面给我们有讲了许多的话语。
So there are some words to help us here.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
说你们学了基督却不是这样。
But you did not learn Christ in this way.
这里告诉我们说，我们要想穿上新人。
Here it says that if you want to put on the new man.
那个方法是什么呢
？What is the method by which you put on the new man?
就是学基督。
Which is to learn Christ.
哎呀，你说这个人的讲的恐怕有点问题了。
He said that this is a little problematic preaching.
你就看见说今天有很多的人他们要学别人。
You see that a lot of people in this world want to copy other people.
你就看见说这个学来学去都不像的。
But however they copy, they're not like the real person.
这个别人没学会自己该怎样生活也忘记了。
You didn't copy the right person, and then you forget how to lead your own life.
哎，这里面主特别告诉我们学基督。
However, the Lord particularly says,Learn Christ.
什么是学基督呢
？What does it mean to learn Christ?
在第二十一节，我觉得这个是这个学基督的一个解释。
This is an explanation by which we learn Christ in verse 21.
这个中文翻成我们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
In the Chinese translation, there is some inconsistency, but in English, is you have heard him and have been taught in him, and just as truth is in Jesus.
这个刚才不知道你们听英文有没有听得清楚哈，就是这里有这个学基督有两部分。
So there are two component parts to learning Christ.
头一个就是听他。
First, you have to hear him.
就是 hear him. 就是听他。
So you have to hear him.
谁能够听他呢
Who can hear him?
主的羊才能听他。
Only the sheep of the Lord can hear him.
属乎我的羊就听我的声音。
And the Lord says that the sheep that belongs to me will hear my voice.
不是我的羊就不听我的声音。
The sheep that does not belong to me will not hear my voice.
这里告诉我们，学基督乃是借着那个新人的生命来学基督。
When we talk about learning Christ here, we have to use the new man's new life.
我们今天是不是主的羊呢？
Today, are we the sheep of the Lord?
我们有没有主的生命呢？
Do we have the life of the Lord?
这个学基督不是在旧人的生命里来效法基督。
You are not to copy Christ in the old man.
乃是在新的生命里面来学。
It is, you have to learn Christ in the new life.
所以呢，根基是新的生命。
So the foundation of this learning is a new life.
然后后面这个在英文的里面就是说要在他里面受教，正如真理在耶稣身上一样。
So you need to also be taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是我们要有一个主的生命。
You have to have the life of the Lord.
然后我们需要受教。
And afterwards, you have to.
一面是主的生命，一面要要受教。
On one hand, you have to have the life of the Lord, and then you have to be taught in Him.
怎么样受教法呢？
How are you being taught in Him?
就像那个真理在主耶稣身上一样。
As it says here, just as truth is in Jesus.
真理怎样在主耶稣身上呢？
How was truth found in Jesus?
当主耶稣在地上行走的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was walking on this earth,
神就从他里面完全的彰显出来。
God was fully manifested in Jesus.
这是今天我们在他里面所受的教。
This is what we need to be taught by him.
就像他那样的，让神从他里面显出来。我们今天在他里面受教，也是让这个真理，让神从我们身上显出来。
Just like God was fully revealed in Jesus when he was on earth. Today we need to be taught in God so that the truth and God is also totally revealed from us.
一面是生命。
So on one hand, it is life.
一面是主的榜样。
On the other hand, it is the example of the Lord.
主的榜样就是真理，就它里面没有拦阻的显明出来。
The example of the Lord is such that truth was revealed without any hindrance.
我们今天在他里面受教，就是这样的，要让神在我们里面也显明出来。
Today we will be taught in him so that he can also be revealed in us.
所以这是学基督。
So this is learning Christ.
这虽然听起来很道理。
Even though this sounds like old sayings.
但是这里面确确实实主的话告诉我们说，要想穿上新人就得学基督。
However, truly the word of the Lord says that if you want to put on the new man, you have to learn Christ.
那么学是不是一学我们就穿上了，就实际上就穿上新人呢？
How, is it true that the minute you learn Christ, you immediately put on the new man?
这里告诉我们要学到好像一个程度。
It tells us that we have to learn to such an extent.
就到了23节。
To verse 23.
心智改换一心。
And that we are renewed in the spirit of our mind.
所以这里告诉我们，我们的心思意念被改变了。
Here it tells us that our mind is renewed and transformed.
当我们这样来学基督的时候，
As we learn Christ in this manner,
我们到了一个地步，我们的心思意念被改变了。
We are learning to such an extent that our mind is transformed and
renewed. 发现我们这个人就改变了。
Then you see that the person is being transformed.
我们这个人就根据我们这个人的思想。
Our person follows our mind.
我们思想不改变，我们这个人不会改变的。
If our mind is not transformed, we cannot be transformed.
当一个人学基督到了一个程度，他的思想被改变了。
When you learn Christ to such an extent that your mind has been renewed and transformed,
就实际的穿上基督，
then you
穿上新人。
Then you realistically have put on the new man.
那么这里面这英文的翻译，你会发现跟心智改换已经又有点不大一样。
There's also some inconsistency between the English translation and the Chinese translation.
在这个原文里面是说那个是心思的灵的那个更新。
In the original text, it talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是神的圣灵可以来掌管人的心思。
Which means that the Holy Spirit of God can govern.
可以在那里改变我们的心思。
And the Holy Spirit can renew and change your mind.
当我们肯学基督，到了一个时候，我们这个人的思想被圣灵来管制。
When you learn Christ to such an extent that your mind is under the control of the Holy Spirit.
那你说这太高了。
You said that this is such deep talking.
我觉得主的话不是讲的太高。
I do not think that the words of the Lord is too lofty.
他是要教我们。
Because he wants to teach us.
所以你从25节到32节。
So from verse 25 to verse 32.
他告诉我们说，如果我们盼望说圣灵能够来管理我们的心思。
If the Holy Spirit is truly controlling our mind,
他首先要来管理我们的良心。
First, it will control our conscience.
弟兄姊妹，你发现主的道绝不是好像是高不可攀的。
You know that the words of the Lord are not too lofty that we cannot reach.
他所给我们指的路都是我们可以走的。
All the ways that he show us are the ways that we can partake in.
虽然我们觉得学基督是很难的。
Even though we think it is very hard to learn Christ.
虽然我们觉得让圣灵来掌管我们的心思好像是我们办不到的。
Even though we think that we cannot let the Holy Spirit control our mind.
但是主让我们开始学的时候是我们在良心里面来受对付。
However, when we first start to learn Christ, God allows us to be dealt with in the conscience.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面所提到的这几件事情。
Brothers, you notice that the few things that he mentioned here.
说谎。
Falsehood.
发脾气，生气。
Having a bad temper.
占点小便宜，偷点东西。
Take little advantage and steal little things.
你发现这些东西对于旧人来讲都是鸡毛蒜皮的小毛病。
To the old man, these are all trivial pittances.
但是你发现在圣灵的管制的底下，在圣灵的管教的底下。
However, under the teaching and guidance of the Holy Spirit,
人的良心里面对这些事是非常敏锐的。
Man's conscience is extremely sensitive.
人的良心里面感觉到这是魔鬼的性情。
In your conscience, you will feel that these are the nature of the devil.
这不是小事情。
These are not petty things.
他说：“你们不要给魔鬼留地步。”
And so it says that do not give the devil an opportunity.
哎呦，你说就说个小谎就给魔鬼留地步了。
You say that to say a little lie is that giving the devil an opportunity?
谁不说谎啊
？Who doesn't lie?
早晨起来一睁眼就是谎的，就是虚谎的。
The minute you open your eyes in the morning is falsehood.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现说这些对于旧人来讲是根本算不得什么的。
To the old man, these are nothing.
但是对新人来讲。
However, to the new man.
对于要穿上新人的我们来讲。
To us who want to put on the new man.
我们必须在良心里面被圣灵来光照。
We need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit in our conscience.
谎言。
Falsehood.
你知道有的时候我们讲话有的时候就太过了。
Sometimes our words exceed the truth.
就着那一个讲话的字句来讲好像都是对的。
Maybe from the outward words, they all seem okay.
但是圣灵要在这里做管制的工作。
However, the Holy Spirit would govern and control us.
圣灵要在这里定罪说这是谎言。
So the Holy Spirit would condemn us by saying,
你讲的这个话太过了。
This is falsehood. You have exceeded the boundary.
你太在那里夸张了。
You are exaggerating.
你把事实夸大了。
You have exaggerated the fact.
你把那个情形缩小了。
You have minimized the situation.
你让人的感觉是错的。
So you give people the wrong sense.
所以有个弟兄说，你就是不讲话，你也说谎。
Even if you don't say a word, it is falsehood.
就你的表情就已经说谎了。
Because your expressions is falsehood.
哦，弟兄姊妹，圣灵就是要这样的在我们里面来做光照，来做对付的工作。
The Holy Spirit is doing this enlightening work, dealing with us.
有的时候我们真的很爱孩子嘛。
A lot of times we truly love our children.
哎呀，你怎么这么久还没回家
？How come you haven't come home for all
the time? 妈妈都快急死了。
Your mom is worried to death.
这个确确实实是妈妈的心情。
This is truly the heart of the mother.
但我发现有的姊妹就很有学习。
However, some sisters have indeed learned their lesson.
你就看她就不是说我急死了。
They wouldn't say I'm worried to death.
她说妈妈很着急。
They're saying I'm very worried.
妈妈一直在为你祷告。
I constantly pray for you as the, your mom.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不熟悉圣灵在这些点上来指教我们的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we're not familiar with all these teachings of the Holy Spirit in
these things, 我们想说圣灵一下就掌管我们的心思，达不到。
You cannot have the Holy Spirit suddenly just take control of your whole.
我们外面说我们学基督。
On the outward, we say we want to
learn. 学的都是外面的东西。
We're all learning, copying the outward things.
你发现圣灵真的是我们的教师。
However, you truly know that the Holy Spirit is our teacher.
他指教我们的时候，我们都是能够学的。
Whatever He teaches, we can learn.
他让我们在良心里面来操练。
He wants us to exercise in our conscience.
操练到一个地步。
We exercise our conscience.
别说这些的谎言。
Forget about falsehood.
就是谈论一些的是非里面都有感觉的。
Even when you just utter a gossip,
总愿意说真理，这是说实话，就是说那个 truth, 说那个真理。
When you speak truth,
总愿意把人带到主面前。
We want to bring people before the Lord.
总愿意跟人一起来祷告。
We desire to pray with other people.
总愿意让人想想主在这件事上到底是什么心意。
We truly desire for other people to know what God's desire is.
因为我们是互相做肢体的。
Because we're members of one another.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
互相做肢体，这是生命的故事。
The being members of one another is the story of life.
谎言乃是虚假的。
Lies are falsehood.
虚假和生命不能够掺和在一起的。
Falsehood cannot mix into life.
这个我们这个家里有一个兰花。
We have this flower.
Orchid. Yeah. 那么就因为它这个兰花真的蛮好的，它这个四个月了，跟原来还是一模一样。
The orchid has not changed in 4 months.
这个弟兄姊妹，这个就来我们家说这个花是假的。
So Francis would come to our house and say, this orchid is false.
它四个月都没有改变了。
Because it hasn't made any change in 4 months.
我说你摸一摸它有生命。
You touch it, it has life.
有生命就是真的。
So if it has life, it's real.
它没生命就是假的。
If it doesn't have life, it's fake.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
弟兄姊妹，虚假的东西没有生命。
Because falsehood lacks life.
既然我们是彼此做肢体的，
Because we are members of one another.
我们中间应该让生命在那里流通。
We need to have life flow through.
不能允许这些虚假的东西在我们中间。
We cannot tolerate falsehood in our midst.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现圣灵在这些事上要来指教我们，让我们的良心里面有感觉。
So that the Holy Spirit will teach us in the conscience, so that we will have the sense.
让我们到主的面前。让主的宝血洗净我们。
So that the precious blood of the Lord would cleanse us.
一个人越经历主的宝血，
The more one experiences the precious blood of the Lord.
他的良心里的感觉越敏锐。
The more sensitive his conscience.
弟兄姊妹，主的宝血不是让我们说我们就可以这个好像是开了这个犯罪之门了。
The precious blood of the Lord does not open the door to sin.
那是没有经历的不信主的人这样说我们。
It's only the people who have no experience and who do not believe in the Lord would say something like
that
about us.
真的经历宝血的赦免，宝血的洁净。
If you have truly experienced the forgiveness of and cleansing,
这个人一定远离一切的罪恶。
He will be far away from all
sin. 因为一点点的罪，他的良心就有感觉。
Because he sinned a little bit and he has this sense in his conscience.
他的良心非常的敏锐。
And his conscience is very sensitive.
越是经历主的宝血，我们的良心越敏锐。
The more you experience the precious blood of the
Lord, 越经历主的宝血，我们越远离罪恶。
And the more you experience the precious blood of the
Lord, 哪怕是一点点的说谎，
more further away from sin. Even if you utter a small lie,
哪怕是发了一个脾气，
even though you just be angry,
圣灵定罪，
the Holy Spirit will condemn you.
所以主在地上的时候就这样告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us in this manner.
凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
You will be judged if you have anger toward your brother.
弟兄姊妹，生气却不可犯罪。
Be angry, but do not sin.
这个气到一个地步，脾气出来了。
You are so angry that your temper shows up.
向弟兄发怒了。
You are angry toward a
brother. 你发现，如果我们接受圣灵在我们里面的管制。
However, if you accept the teaching of the Holy Spirit within you.
我们的良心里面定罪。
We are condemned by this conscience.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这在我们属灵生活里是何等重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing in our spiritual life.
没有这些的学习，我们在外面怎么样的表现，其实那都是旧人。
No matter how we learn in the outside, if we don't learn in this manner inside, it is all
appearance of the old man. 我们必须在我们良心里面有这样的操练。
We have to have this exercise in our conscience in this manner.
这个后面讲到偷窃的不要再偷。
In verse 28, it talks about let him who steals steal no
longer. 我想今天在座的没有人偷东西。
I think that nobody here would steal.
但有的时候我们贪点小便宜。
However, sometimes we just want to take a little advantage.
那个时候我们这个要在这个福音聚会里印一些单张。
We needed to print some pamphlets for our gospel.
那么有的弟兄说这交给我了，我到单位去印去。
Some brothers will say, "Give it to me, and I'll print it at work."
No. 对 at work, yes. 那么这个他说这个是为了主的缘故吗？
Because I'm printing this for the Lord.
万事都互相效力，为了爱神的人得益处。
All things work for good for those who love God.
但是你知道我们听的时候，我们心里说，哎，这个好像有点问题吧？
Then when we hear that, we have this sense that this is problematic.
是的，我们真的是为了主的福音，为了主的工作。
Truly, we're doing all this for the gospel of the Lord and for God.
就那么几张纸，也没几个钱了。
It doesn't cost much to print some.
想来想去，老板剥削我们的更多了。
You think about it. The boss has many manipulated more from us.
但是你发现圣灵在人的心里面要做管制的工作。
However, you realize the Holy Spirit is doing this controlling work in our conscience.
我们要顺服。
So we need to yield.
后来我们说，我们还是去 Kinko 好了。
So we said, well, let's go to Kinko.
就花点钱好了。
Let's pay just a little bit.
这样的话，我们至少良心平安吧。
Therefore, we will have peace in
our conscience. 我们给人家传福音，我们良心里不平安，这个不好办的，是吧？
If we don't have peace in our conscience and we preach the gospel to other people, this is not good.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看这些事。
Brothers and sisters, do not take lightly of these things.
这些事是给魔鬼留地步。
These little things are giving the devil an
opportunity. 在这些事上我们忽略的话，
if we ignore these things,
我们说我们学基督。
We say we're learning.
我们说让圣灵掌管我们的心思。
We say that we want the Spirit to control our mind.
实在说来，都是一些空话。
Truly, we're just uttering words.
因为圣灵首先要来掌管我们的良心。
Because the Holy Spirit first has to control our conscience.
让我们的良心是敏锐到一个地步。
So that our conscience can be so sensitive.
在我们的生命中，一点点的罪恶，一点点的这些的邪恶的东西，我们里面都有感觉。
So that we will have the sense when we have a little sin or some little evil thing.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
后面他就告诉我们。
Later on it tells us.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Let no rotten word proceed from your mouth.
这个你发现英文的词跟这个中文又有点不一样，不大一样。
There's an inconsistency in the two languages.
中文翻的绝对是对的。
The Chinese translation is correct.
污秽的言语真的一句都不可出口。
It is true, you should not utter any filthy
word. 你这个污秽的言一出口，良心一定定罪的。
If you utter any filthy word, your conscience will condemn you.
但是有弟兄告诉我们这一个污秽这个词。
But this word,
这个懂得原文的弟兄告诉我们。
People who know the original text
of the Bible. 这个词它本身并不是那么消极的一个词。
This adjective is not so proactive.
它这个词呢，有点像什么？有点像把这一个面包啊放了两天。
This adjective describes putting a bread for two nights.
不新鲜了。
It's not fresh.
隔夜的玛呢
？It is manna left over from the night before.
有的时候哈，有些话语良心能过去的。
There are some words that can pass through your conscience.
讲的是对的。
It is a true.
讲的甚至还是圣经的话。
You can even be uttering the word from the Bible.
但你发现圣灵在里面担忧了。
However, you know that the Holy Spirit is grieving in you.
圣灵不仅在那里要掌管我们的良心。
The Holy Spirit not only wants to control our mind, our conscience.
就是良心过得去的一些的东西。
Even though it can pass by the conscience.
圣灵在我们里面过不去。
However, it cannot let go by the Holy
Spirit. 让我们里面那个直觉，让我们灵里面那个感觉能够敏锐起来。
The Holy Spirit is enabling our senses within to be more sensitive.
弟兄姊妹，良心是我们最起码的学习。
Brothers and sisters, the conscience is our minimum learning.
圣灵继续在我们身上，在那里做管制工作的时候。
As the Holy Spirit continues to do its controlling
and teaching work, 即使是良心过得去的
even though sometimes the conscience says it's okay,
而不是照着这个弟兄的需要
But if it's not done in accordance with the need of this brother.
所以你看这里面说，那这个中文翻成也很好，他说随时。随时就是 in need， 就是随时在那里要说造就人的好话。
So you need to do this according to the need of the moment。
不错，我说的是好话。
Truly, you're saying.
我没有说坏话。
You did not.
我也没说是非。
You did not say.
我甚至说的是圣经的话。
I'm even saying the words from the Bible.
但是我这话说出来不是照着他的需要。
However, I am. These words are not in the need of the moment for him.
我弟兄现在需要的是安慰的话。
My brother needs words of comfort.
我来个审判的话。
I utter words of judgment.
你要知道神是公义的。
You know that God is righteous.
这话良心过得去的。
The conscience would say this is okay.
神是公义的，良心一下就过去了。
And if you want to say God is righteous, of course your conscience would say it's okay. It's not a problem.
但是圣灵开始担忧了。
However, the Holy Spirit starts.
为什么圣灵担忧呢？
Why would the Holy Spirit grieve?
因为这话不是我弟兄的需要。
Because these are not the words for the need of the moment. 这话恐怕
是隔夜的玛纳。
This is manna from the night before.
这个是不新鲜了。
This is not fresh.
这个不是圣灵让你讲的话。
This is not the words that the Holy Spirit wants you to say.
这里说好话。
It says that word as is good for edification.
这个英文很准，是建立的话。
It is word for edification.
是要建立，不是只说一些好听的话。
It is for edification and not just for the good hearing.
很多说好听的话，良心都过去了。
If you say some words that are pleasing to the ear, your conscience.
但是好听的话让圣灵在里面担忧。
However, when you say these words pleasing to the ear,
因为这好听的话不能够使我弟兄得建立。
Because these words pleasing to the ear cannot edify my brother and build up my brother.
所以你看见说，圣灵要想在我们心思里来掌管我们的心思。
So the Holy Spirit wants to change our mind.
他首先要让我们良心能够敏锐起来。
First, it sensitizes our conscience.
他要让我们里面灵里的感觉像圣灵的感觉一样。
Then afterwards, it wants our senses inside to have the senses of the Holy Spirit.
不仅讲话，我们需要摸摸里面灵的感觉。
Not only do we need to feel the senses inside,
就是我们来聚会，弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们带什么来。
Even though we're just coming to the meeting and we don't know what to bring.
有的弟兄跟我说你要带着耳朵去。
Some brother says, bring your ears.
当时这最起码的要带着耳朵去听到吗？
Of course you have to bring your ears to listen to the sermon.
有的弟兄说你要带着心去。
Some brother says, you have to bring your heart.
你如果不用心听到，你听也听不明的。
If you don't pay attention, you don't understand what they say.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅带着耳朵来，带着心来。
Not only do we bring our ears and our heart,
我们的灵要在那里预备好了。
We also need to prepare our spirit.
因为很多的时候不是道理在那里帮助我们。
Because a lot of times it's not a sermon that would help us.
是那个灵帮助我们。
It is the spirit that really helps us.
我自己经历过，我记得我曾经参加过一个聚会。
I've experienced this myself. I used to attend this.
我真的带着耳朵去了。
I truly brought my.
我也带着我的心去了。
I also brought my heart.
可是我一个字都听不懂。
I could not understand a word they said.
但是我里面饱足了。
However, inside me, I was satisfied. I was filled.
我里面好像被神的那个丰富充满了一样。
It was as if I was filled by the fullness.
我觉得很稀奇。
This is amazing.
今天讲什么，我真的讲不出来讲什么。
I cannot tell you what they said.
我只知道题目是什么。
I only know what the title is.
因为我对圣经太不熟了。
Because I was so unfamiliar with the Bible.
但是那个讲员他是在圣灵里面在那里交通。
However, the speaker was communicating in the spirit.
虽然我头脑的好像一片空白一样。
Even though my mind was as if it was empty.
但我的灵里面充满了主的荣耀。
However, in my spirit it was.Filled with the glory of God.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，圣灵要在我们身上就做这样奇妙的工作。
Oh, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will do such amazing
work. 不仅让我们的良心的感觉是敏锐的。
Not only would the Holy Spirit sensitize our conscience.
让我们里面常常能够摸着是不是圣灵在担忧。
In addition, we can touch the sense to see if the Holy Spirit is grieving within us.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
圣灵还要在我们里面带领我们。进入与神的交通。
Inside us, the Holy Spirit will also lead us into the fellowship with God.
如果我们从心里不能饶恕我们的弟兄，
If we cannot forgive our brothers from our heart，
主说你们在天上的父也不能饶恕你们。
The Lord said your Father in heaven will not forgive you too。
我们和神的交通就不实际。
Then our fellowship with God is not practical。
我们不能说我们一面恨我们的弟兄，一面我们是与神相交的。
We cannot say that we hate our brother on one hand, and yet we still say we have fellowship with the Father.
这里说你们要饶恕你们的弟兄，如同神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Here in verse 32 it says, "Forgive each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
弟兄姊妹，这些的学习太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, these teachings are indeed very precious.
如果我们在我们的灵里面从来都或者不熟悉这样的学习。
If we're not familiar with these learnings in our spirit,
我们从来都没有这样的操练，
and we have never exercised in this manner,
良心都在里面来在那里定罪我们了，
and our conscience is condemning us,
我们也不肯去承认我们的错，
and we're not willing to admit our mistakes,
我们也不肯去对付，
and we are not willing to be dealt with.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现久而久之，
brothers and sisters, gradually you realize,
心就变硬。
Your heart will become hardened.
旧人的情形就显出来了。
All the manifestations of the old man would show.
纵然我们可以讲许许多多主真理的话语。
Even though we can say words of truth from
the Lord. 但当人里面的心硬的时候。
But when our heart is hard inside.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你就发现那个与神的交通就断了。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that your fellowship with God is cut short.
以弗所书第四章这一段非常重要。
This passage in the book of Ephesians is very important.
因为我们不能够再过旧人的生活。
Because we cannot lead the life of the old man anymore.
这不是一个选择，弟兄姊妹。
This is not a choice.
我们必须过一个新人的生活。
We have to lead the life of the new man.
我们如果要过新人的生活。
If we want to lead the life of the new man.
我们必须脱去旧人，穿上新人。
We have to lay aside the old man and put on the new man.
我们一面要脱去旧人，
On one hand, we have to lay aside the old man.
一面我们要穿上新人，
On the other hand, we have to put on the new man.
我们要学基督，
We need to learn Christ.
我们要让这个生命在我们里面来指教我们，
We need the life in us to teach us.
好让有一天那个圣灵可以来掌管我们的心思，
So that one day the Holy Spirit can control our mind.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一天的日常生活里面，
Brothers and sisters, in our daily normal life,
回到良心里面，
we have to return to our conscience.
有人丢弃良心，就如同船在真道上破坏了一样。
If you forsake your conscience, it's like the shipwreck.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人不操练良心，
If you do not exercise your conscience,
如果今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们里面有人要丢弃良心，
If any brothers want to forsake your conscience,
那是非常可怕的一件事。
That is a horrific thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须在我们日常生活里天天操练我们的良心。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily life, we have to exercise our conscience.
里面有定罪的时候，就赶紧去到主的面前去承认我们的罪。
If we feel condemned inside, we have to come before the Lord to confess our sins.
我们需要向人承认的，我们就去承认。
If we need to confess our sins to men, we have to confess.
需要对付的，我们就去对付。
If we need anything to be dealt with, it needs to be dealt with.
你发现，当我们这样的来顺服圣灵在我们良心里的这样的管制的时候
，If you submit to the learning and teaching and controlling of the Holy Spirit in
your conscience, 我们里面的光会越照越明。
Your light will shine brighter and brighter.
我们真的是走一条义人的路。
We will truly have this path of the righteous
man. 你看见我们真的是穿上了新人。
You truly see that you are putting on the new man.
是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
There is righteousness and holiness.
不是让人只看见一些外面公义圣洁的行为。
It is not just for men to see the righteous and holy deeds.
乃是让人看见我们的父神。
But it is to have people see God
the Father. 让人把荣耀都归给我们在天上的父。
So that people can give glory to our Father in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们蒙召所要过的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life that we need to live when we're called.
盼望圣灵借着主的话语，在我们中间能够来照亮我们。
May the Holy Spirit, using the words of the Lord, would enlighten us in our midst.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们真的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你在基督里所为我们预备的，实在是我们眼睛没有见过，耳朵没有听过，连人心都没有想过的。
What you have prepared for us in Christ Jesus is truly eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and the heart of man hath not fathomed.
但实在感谢你，今天借着圣灵向我们开启了。
However, we truly thank you that you have revealed this to us in the Holy Spirit.
我们今天蒙召乃是要过一个新人的生活。
Today we have been called to lead the life of a new man.
主啊，真求主，你的圣灵在我们的良心里面天天来光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us daily in our conscience.
让我们天天过一个与神交通的生活。
So that daily we lead a life of fellowship with God.
主啊，你怎样感动我们，我们就怎样的顺服。
How you touch us, we will submit accordingly.
我们愿让这个旧人脱去。
We want to lay aside the old man.
穿上新人。
And we will put on the new man.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And it created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
让人把荣耀都归给你。
So that men will give glory to you.
我们在地上成为你自己真实的见证。
So that we can be true testimonies on this earth.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.